first of all, good morning. And I just, as an oreach, there's an expression that oreach lerega, oreach opega, that an oreach always sees what's wrong. I'd like to say that there's a certain, I guess, very winsome to see people get together morning after morning, learning. It's, I think, it's like a progression in Klal Yisrael. I see it in the States as well. The most basic element of Yiddishkeit was chesed. People formed both organizations and self-help and so on. Yid became a little more hamish. They started shuls and shtibulach, and Makom Tefillah became central. And today we're at a massive Baruch Hashem. Torah is becoming the central connection of Klal Yisrael, and Kimak, wherever you go, there are people learning in different ways. Not only people that have dedicated their life to learning, but Beifen Klali, and it's something that's very, very, it's the final chibur of Klal Yisrael to the Torah, and I'm honored to be part of it. The nekuda we wanted to speak about, the topic, I guess, is the role of Seichel, Adam, and Torah. And over the years, as a person learns, he gets conflicting messages how the two fit together. Let's start from one side. You get a type of expression where it says, for instance, the Gemara says, "Lomali kra svarahu." What do you need a pasuk if it's a svara? The Gemara says on the Moshe Chaver and other things, if it's human elementary logic, then you don't need a pasuk for it. The Ramban says, for Marshall, that anshi stoyim aroyim chatoyim, and he says they were punished because the things that they were over on were things that human reason should have come to on its own, and it's in a much deeper kilkel if a person does not follow things that Seichel says that you should follow, then things that you need the Torah to tell you. Another Gemara. The Gemara says in Gittin, very famous Gemara, that Yes, El Yoh Novi, what's going on in Shemayim? There was a machlokes in Aretz about Pilegish Begiva between Rebbe Yosef and Gernison, and he told him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying Rebbe Yosef Bnei says like this, Rebbe Yosef Bnei says like this. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Seichel Adam is the dominating feature. Rebbe Shemayim he v'chulu v'chulu. That there's a whole slew of Gemaras, Chazal, and understandings how important Seichel Adam is, the Kaveh, the final Kaveh, and so on. Torah is the Iker, the Chelik of Mishpatim is the Iker for Seichel Adam. The other side, in the parashah says Vela Mishpatim, the first Rashi says, just like the first ones were given me Sinai, so too these are given me Sinai. You find that the halacha is a Ben Noach, that Mekablan himself mitzvah is Ben Noach, because of Seichel Adam. Then he is not, that's not called Kabbalah's mitzvah. Kabbalah's mitzvah has to be done for a tzivui. So you have a lot of chazal, and Anashev Verte for sure, Leila Mishpatim, because the Vatim of Pshitcha, Shetatim of Flame has come before them. That you need to have Ki'ilu, that Akarish Baruch, that Seichu Adam has no place. It's all Gzeret Akarish Baruch. Just like in Rachma Kantzipor, he's oyster mitzvot of Rachmim, and they're not the only gzeros. A constant slew of Chazal and Mishnayis that Chas V'Shalom is not Seichel Adam, but it's Gzeres HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have here two conflicting, not just a particular Maima Chazal, it's two conflicting approaches, two conflicting Ruchais. Is Seichel HaAdam the Kaveya, is Seichel Adam the what makes Torah, or Fakert, or Seichel Adam has to become bottle, and so on. So that is the question that we're trying to deal with. So I'd like to take a Chazal, a very, very strange Chazal, and try to learn it up, and I think we're going to have over there some of the answers to it. I also want to be marked in one more thing. There's a pasuk, very famous pasuk, says Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Now, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem is, I guess, colloquially, people interpret it as, what's the point, if you don't have Yiras Shemayim, what's the point of learning? Which is very nice. In other words, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, the main thing is you got to be El Chiyit, then talk about Chochma. But that's not what the pasuk says. That's a nice way of saying it. The pasuk says, "Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem." Yiras Hashem and Chochma don't seem to have anything in common for us. Chochma and Yira are cannot be opposite to us. Yiras Hashem, person overawed; Chochma, person understands himself. How in the world? I mean, it's a very frum thing to say Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, but where is the Reishis of Chochma Yiras Hashem? That is the Kudus that we'll try to understand. Let's go to a Chazal. It says, "Dovacha bela mishpatim, hahu dechsev magid vorav liYakov elu hadibros." It says, "Magid vorav liYakov; those are the dibros. Chukov u'mishpatav liYisrael elu mishpatim. Lefi she'ein midosav shakarish baruch hu kemidas basav adam. Akarish baruch hu's midas are different than basav adam." Midas bas of Adam meira lacherim lasois. When it's a klum, a bas of Adam tells other people to do something, and he doesn't follow. Akadosh Baruch Hu ainah kein. Elo mashu oizem liyisrael lasis v'lishma. Akadosh Baruch Hu, whatever he does, he tells Klal Yisrael to listen to it. And it goes on with a very strange mitzvah. Says in Gamliel of Yeshua, Rabbi and Akiva were walking in Rome. V'dorshu sham ein drachav shakadosh baruch hu basav adam shugoyzik zeirim lachir. Akadosh baruch hu is different than basav adam because Akadosh baruch hu is goyzik zeira and he tells others lasos. V'einah to klum. Akadosh baruch hu einah kein. So it goes through a whole slew of things. So it's a pikeiris that says it's not true. Akadosh baruch hu keeps Shabbos. So he says because Akadosh baruch hu brings rain. So he says, well, you're allowed to carry this an eruv over there. It's shemayim rosh vons Akadosh baruch hu, so it doesn't need an eruv. So he says, and he goes to a whole pilpul here. Is it a good Erev or is it not a good Erev? Shemayim Varetz works or doesn't work? And so on, a whole bunch of things over here. It's very, very strange. What does Chazal want over here? What does Chazal mean over here? There are things, the mashal. It says, Ani Hashem Soinik Gezel Ba'ila. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like it when you bring Gezel. So Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us that we should learn a lesson from him. So we can't bring karbanis that are gezel. So that's also, that's for us. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a karbanis. If we were allowed to bring gezel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would create us the impression that gezel not so bad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us that gezel is possible all the way through, even though everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we understand is a lesson for us. It says the most HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin. So that the context of that Gemara is that it's representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avot HaKlal Yisrael. Tefillin is a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a kesher. It's a very particular Inyan that's going to get the tefillin. Pe'eroi alai, pe'eroi alav. It's a kesher. But here it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself privately keeps the mitzvahs, and the Gemara goes into an Erev controversy about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether the Erev is good or Erev is not good. Right, what does it mean? I'd like to be medayik a word here. L'chur, you would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kavayochu, keeps his veil. In other words, the normal, the way this should have said in Chazal is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer on us, and he's gozer on him, and he's mekayim what he's gozer. Chazal's lashon is not like that. Chazal's lashon is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashu oiseh hu oimer liYisrael la'aseh v'lishma. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that's what he tells us to do. So the lashon is even stranger. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah and he said we should mekayim it, and kaviyachol he's mekayim it, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever he does, he tells us also to do. It's awkward. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, there's no such thing as a hanhaga, and then he tells us, you know, I found this to be very good, and I found this to be very good, I found this to be very good, why don't you do it also? It can't even say it in words. It doesn't have any words to say it in. So Chazal here are touching on a very, very deep nekuda on the inyan of mitzvahs, on a certain perspective on mitzvahs. Let's take a look in Chochmas Olam. There are two types. Chochmah includes two very diverse branches. We'll use terms that are used. We'll call, one is nominative One is descriptive. In other words, a person sits down and thinks, uses a seichel, and he says, what is good in the world? And a person thinks, and he builds a certain image, he builds a certain ideal, and that is Chachmas Adam. It should be like this, it should be like this, it should be like this. I can come along, debate the issue, and I can say that's rubbish. It doesn't make any sense. It's sosur itself. It's meaningless. It's not good. It doesn't work out. V'chein hala. A person projects a model how to develop something economically. I can think and say a brilliant idea, and someone can come along and smash it and say it's absolute rubbish and demolish it. The seichel in that tchum is using a koach that's called koach hadimyon, which is projecting a reality from what it knows, projecting a model and a reality, a certain paradigm of what ought to be, what should be, and so on. That is one function of seichel. There's a second function of seichel, where seichel goes and seichel looks at an object, evaluates the object, and sees it for what it is, and describes it. So, for instance, I describe the sun. So, I gather the information I have. I measure its brightness. I measure its the way in which the spectroscope, and I look at what gases are in it, the chulu, and I have observations about it. And I come to a conclusion about how it works. I have a lot of kashas on it. I have a lot of problems with it. A lot of physics, when it gets down to a very basic level, to a very micro level, it doesn't really make sense. So somebody would say, well, the sun doesn't exist because it can't exist. It's not a sense. It's not a kasha. You can't have a particles at a certain level behaving a certain way because it absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. Kenzine makes no sense. But it's a metzias. So the mind and the seichel starts with the nekuda of metzias first. This is a reality, and I try to decipher the reality and make it palatable. I try to understand it. I try to work with it. Sometimes I'm able to be mekayem on seichel. Sometimes I'm not able to be mekayem on seichel. But the seichel there is an observer of a metzias and trying to grasp the metzias rather than vice versa. So you have a function of seichel, which the Kadmonim called koach hadimyon, koach hamedame, which is the ability for the seichel to be creative, project, create models that don't exist, and in a certain sense it's a higher function of seichel than the descriptive part of the seichel, and that is and that is subject to total pircha. It's something which I could possibly completely demolish because the basis fit is only a seichelic projection, and if I demolish the sichlius, the projection is gone. And the seichel is a function where what they call seichel yuni, the kadmonim, where it is taking things around it. It's looking. It's starting with the thing that the metzias is outside of itself. The reality of the object is outside of itself, and it is observing the reality and trying to form its understanding around the reality. Those are two completely separate functions of the seichel, and that's the way it is. Iboilahu. We have a world, and we have science. We have a world of religion, philosophy, ideals, values, the chein halah. Seichel HaPashat, the elementary approach of the secular person, is that science starts with the metzias, and that's the reality. We describe, understand, try to shape our understanding to fit the reality. And then the world of values, ideals, religion, v'chulu, are projections of Koach HaDimyon. This is the way it ought to live. This is would be very good if it would be this way, and so on. The pasuk says, "Hu ama vayehi," HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and the world came into being. With tziva vayamot, he was mitzaveh, and the world came fixed. It's referring obviously to the Chazal. I mean, you know, Chazal describe it when they say the Shemayim was in Pachim. The Shemayim kept moving apart. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said die, and it froze in its face. What it means is that in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Amira, just like Asurim Amoros, are creation, Sivui Mitzvah is also Bria. It's not coming on top of the Bria, but rather it's becoming Mitzurif to the Bria. It is an integral part of the Bria. So Amira, who Omar Vayehi, is a chelik of Bria Soilam, who Tziva Vayamid. The Bria exists because there was a Tzivui on the Bria. The first mitzvah in the world was Dai, and the world stands because of that Dai. So the Pasuk is telling us this Nekuda, that the world of commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzivuyim, is the same creation as the Amira of Bria. That's the Pshat Nechazal over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Basav V'dam, Einik Mosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not talking about the guy, Lo'Aleinu, in the Tisrol now, the whole top slew of the tax, internal revenue, the services, you know, what we call in America, internal revenue, what do you call inland revenue, I think it's called, you know, they've all been, the process of being investigated. So you say, well, listen, everybody's got Ganovim, you know, the head of police is Ganovim, the head of this is Ganovim, the head of Ganovim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El Lechayid. That's not what Chazal said. It's nonsense. That's not the Chazal. It's Chazal to even entertain a Chazal like that. Chazal are saying a much more profound Indian. A person's gzeros, mitzvahs, tzivuyim, are in the world of, in the realm of ideal. And they belong to that chelik of Messiah. So it's possible that a king should be gozer and say this is what ought to be, and he himself can't do it. He said it's like for ages, kings and governments have been trying to set economic policies, and it doesn't work because they can't. You can't create a Messiah. Messiah doesn't exist. So gzeiros tzivuyim, mitzvahs in the world of Basav Adams are things that may or may not be done. Even the person who makes the gzeira, he can or can't do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Lashon, that's the Diyuk HaLashon over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, is not he tells us and keeps. That's like Ani Hashem saying Gezel Ba'ola. That's that thing. Ela, Masha hu oiseh hu oimel Yisrael lasis v'lishma. That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is what he commands us to do. He doesn't command us to do things that are nice, things that are metzias. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is a metzias. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yehi Oyer is a metzias. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kabed is a vichos imecha, Kabed is a metzias. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us not to do what would be nice to do, but to do that which he does. It's in line with that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs, and there's this whole debate over there. Does he keep Shabbos? Does he not keep Shabbos? He brings rain to the world. He's metaltable to Chatzera, and it says, Al Yenetach Tenu Chatzera HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A whole stick of theory on how good is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Erev. The Teretz is because the world, if that's the world of mitzvahs, it can't be that in the world of mitzvahs we have a built-in stira. Nature can't be a stira to the world of mitzvahs. If mitzvahs were an ideal, though, it could be a stira. It's not a kasha. But if you're telling me that the tziva vayamot is a part of Bria, ma'akadosh baruch hu oiseh is that which is mitzava lasis v'lishmar, then bal karcha, it can't be built in something in the world that requires a pe'ula that goes out of the realm of mitzvahs. So that's why Chazal find it necessary to be mefalt on this min taina, but it was in there, if not in there, whatever it was, in order to tell me the bria itself follows with the mitzvahs, because it's a hechreach. The way Chazal are describing the olam ha-mitzvot, that is the hechreach. In the when it says Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, Yira is the midah. In the midas in Kochos HaNefesh of a person, Ava and Yira, they basically bifurcate along those lines. Ava means what I ought to do, what I would like to do, what's ideal to do. Ava means I'm not there now, I would like to be nimshach to something better, bigger, and so on and so forth. By its very definition, Ava is not something that is a metzias present. It's not a metzias behechreach. It's not a reality that must be. It's a desired ideal. That's the essence of Ava. Yira is the other way around. Yira means when I see somebody and I am filled with an ideal, that's Ava. If I see somebody and say, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, it's Yira is defines my relationship to that which is hechreach in the world. The things that I can't get around, that's Yira. Being frightened of a punishment is a very small sliver of it. When you're overawed by somebody, it means his presence kind of pushes me aside. I can't, he's such a big person, powerful person, important person, whatever it is, I don't have a metzias there. Yira is the type of relationship I have to things that are a metzias, and I've got to walk around, I've got to dance around it, not the other way around. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem means that when a person starts to probe the world, Torah, mitzvot, and so on, Seichel is to be used to the ultimate. That's not the issue. The issue is it the pshat that what the Seichel says and thinks is the reality and everything's going to fit around it? Or am I starting with a certain divine reality and Seichel is going to probe, understand, and deal with it? That is Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. The first yesod is just like a scientist when he sits down to look under his microscope or whatever he's using, he's not starting with what he would like to see, or at least theoretically. He's not starting with what he would like to see and then build. He's not a painter who has an image of what he wants to create. He's an observer, and if his observations fly in the face of logic, then he's going to have to change his logic. He's going to have to say, you know, obviously, you know, I'm skipping all the steps of maybe the experiment is wrong and so on and so forth, but bottom line is, a scientist builds his understanding around reality. And a physicist finds things at certain levels that don't really seem to make quote-unquote sense. That's our problem, not the particle's problem. You know, that's Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. That you have a certain havana of there's a mitzvah. Mitzvahs are a mitzvah. Killing out Amalek babies and so on and so forth. If seichel starts, is it a good thing or not? Then it's puzzle machmas atzma. That's not the olam ha-mitzvah, and it's not the olam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If seichel starts with this is a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to be meicha zera Amalek, and it's a terrible. How do you take a baby and kill it? The seichel has to whack its mind to understand it, but its existence precedes my seichel. I don't have a seichel to make mitzvahs. I have a seichel to observe and to understand. I may never understand it. That's fine. Our seichel is quite small, and we may never understand it. But the tafkid of seichel on olam ha-mitzvahs is observer status, not creator and so on. That's the pshat ve'ilam mishpatim ashatosim lifneim. The pshischa says, the bunim says, that you have to place the mitzvahs before the person. Ashatosim lifneim means it has to go before me. In other words, mitzvahs are not the result of my understanding. My understanding is the result of the observation of the mitzvahs. So all of the different, we started out by bringing together different conflicting chazal and approaches and understandings of what seichel, the role of seichel in the olam mitzvahs is. Really, that is the way in which the chazal split themselves. Kolzman, seichel ha'adam is the most important tool that a person has in avodas Hashem, and therefore dinim, everything follows along seichel ha'adam. Akadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Adam. Leiva Shemayim he. Rebbe Yosef Bini says this. Rebbe Yosef Bini says this. All of those chazal about seichel ha'adam, lomali kros svarahu, all are true, provided that we understand what aspect of seichel is following over here. If a person dehears that mishpatim precedes Sinai, then he's being kaifer be'ikr. Then the pshat is he is putting his own seichel in a creative and projective role rather than an observer role. If a person does mitzvahs because seichel understands it, let me give you a muscle. People speak about human conscience and, you know, its role in mitzvahs. So I've heard it both ways, and I think, you know, so one, obviously the secular world says that it is that human conscience is the final arbiter of right and wrong, which is absolutely wrong. I mean, because everyone's conscience works until it comes to his pocket, and that's when it sort of gets a little bit off. So it's not a terribly good evaluator. But people say opposite. It's nonsense. The conscience is nonsense. It's rubbish, and so on and so forth. That's also not true. Moshul Ma'adav Adoyma, a compass. It's actually in Hebrew. They both have the same matzpun, sofen. Matzpen and sofen is a code. Matzpen and matzpun. If somebody says a compass is a guide to the magnetic field of the earth because it reacts to it and it's built to react to it, and therefore it gets me there, that is correct. If a person says that magnetism is the compass's focusing there, he's wrong. Because if the compass is broken for some reason, then the magnetic field didn't stop going. If the magnetic field is only what the compass shows, then if my compass doesn't show it, that's that. Someone once told me he was in an army unit in the early, like in the beginning of the in 48, 49, and there was Chassidish people there. There was a platoon of Gerer Chassidim, and the sergeant barked, Yashar! You know, everybody stand straight. And, you know, Chassidish is a little bit hard to stand Yashar, so he says, you know, Matamed, what are you doing? So he said, "Zeh Yoisha Shali. This is my straight. This is my Yoisha. This is the if the person doesn't perceive the compass is an instrument to measure something that's outside it. Human conscience is a bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once heard the Hagav, a very beautiful book in the Alta Slavotka. I heard it from Bertrozovsky. It says that by the Nesina Bedoma that the Chazal learned tremendous kibbut out from him. So he asked, he was Sahakal a goy. I mean, how do you build a shoharuch on the hug of a goy? And then the halachas learned on it. Should you wake up your father or not? And so on. So he said, from the Alton, it's Uyim Advarim for the Al Sabotka. He says, Olekim Boras Adam Yosha. Because Bok created a person straight. Vehemu Bikshach has brought us Harbi. If a human being is built to be a compass, to measure what's right and what's wrong, the compasses are off. We've tzedreid them. But when Chazal heard that a hanhaga was yosher, then you can learn it from Adam as well, because he does have a built-in compass. most of the time you can't rely on it because the biases keep schlepping the complex reality. Chazal the head that this was a mitzvah that came from the yashrus of a person's conscience, and that's what we can learn from it. So the overall picture is human seichel and conscience are the most chashuv a tool for the hearing and understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person obviously has to realize it can be off. It's not because we understand that it's right, but because it's right, we should understand it and build our perception of good and bad to be there. And every time we take a look at a mitzvah, I'm always moved. The Rambam is the quote-unquote rationalist. The Rambam is the one that people who are rationalists identify with. The Rambam many times in Mishnah starts off, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very frum knesh. Like he starts off, the Torah says, no, that's a good sign to start off like that. These are the facts, and let's talk about the facts. The facts came from someplace. Reishis Chokh Miras Hashem means that things are there. We perceive a reality. The world of mitzvahs is a reality. Let's think about that reality and let's try to understand it. Sometimes it fits into the existing kelim that we have. Sometimes we have to build new kelim to accommodate it. Sometimes we don't have the kelim, or we don't know how to develop the kelim to accommodate it. It makes no difference. Eilo mishpatim shosnes neihem, mishpatim come from the world of Sinai. But once we accept that that's the world that came from Sinai, and that's its mitzvahs, then Rabbi Yehuda Ben Nissi says this, and Rabbi Yosef Ben Nissi says this. Questions? Or what, I don't know what to say. Dayayim? Okay.